Going within for answers. That is what we're going to be doing today and every day you listen to the show. Thank you for listening. I'm your intuitive life coach, Kelly T. Smith, and you can always find me at www.kellytsmith.com. We go live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'd love to hear from you. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and thank you so much for joining me. This is my very, very first podcast / radio show. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and you are listening to Going Within for Answers. Because this is my first show, I just want to explain to you guys what this show is all about. I'm an intuitive, a life coach, and a hypnotherapist, and each week I will be going live at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And besides the days that I go live, I'm also going to be uploading random shows during the week too. Those are my podcast shows. But basically what I'm going to be doing each week or every time I do a show is I'm going to ask for guidance from Spirit, and I'm going to be using one of my Oracle card decks to draw a card from in order to teach a lesson from that. I have two Oracle cards. One is the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle cards. It's been out for about 3 years now. It has lots and lots of downloads. You guys can download it for free. If you have an Android, you can get the Oracle card app, the free version of it at the Play Store. If you have an iPhone, you can get the free version at the Apple Store, and there's also one for Amazon for those of you that have Kindle tablets. And also I have another app that just recently came out. It's about 6 months old. I'm going to be using that, rotating between the two of them to be drawing you guys cards every week, and that is from the Guiding Light Oracle cards. So yay, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm also looking forward to my live shows to interact with you guys. You can learn more about me. I also have a current blog that I'm working on for you guys that's called Going Within for Answers, and I'll also be blogging on there as far as different topics and things like that. So let's get started. For the topic today, we have the Magic Touch card. And this card is from my deck, the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle cards. And it says, you are accessing true magic within you. So I am seeing this message everywhere. Yesterday when I decided, just on a whim, I decided that I need to do this show. It was such a huge message. And there's so much energy flowing through me that has to do with getting out there and speaking and doing this work more and more. I asked to draw a card, and that's the one that I got, and I've been seeing it everywhere. The Magic Touch card, the Genie card, the Midas, you might even heard like the Midas Touch. So what does that mean for us exactly? You know, I'm going to read you guys the card just really quickly, but then we're going to talk about what that means and how we can create that in our life. How can we experience that? And is that also, we're going to look at and ask Spirit, is that the energy we're currently moving into? And if it is, then how can we really work with that energy? So I'm going to read. My friends always laugh at me because I like to read out loud to them. They're like, am I in kindergarten? So I'll be reading out loud to you guys a lot. Okay, so give me just a second. The Magic Touch card. You have access to magic all day, every day. Magic is a part of your divine nature. You have magic inside of you. This card shows up for you today because right now you have the Midas Touch. You are accessing true magic from deep within, a well of infinite intelligence that is helping you to create magical events in your life. If you're in a situation that looks hopeless, expect sudden and rapid changes. These changes will be for the greater good of everyone involved. Expect the best and you will receive it. Now is a good time for you to start new projects, change employment, or enter into a new partnership. Well, that is good news because, you know, I have been feeling so much stagnant energy around me. And sometimes we get so upset when we're stuck, when we feel like, why aren't we seeing the movement that we've been expecting? Why isn't things moving for me? Sometimes it's because things aren't supposed to move right then. And we have to learn to be patient. We have to learn that whatever it is we're working toward is a journey. And where we are right now in this moment is exactly where we need to be. So the moment you embrace where you are, instead of being upset about it, instead of wishing you were somewhere else or beating yourself up about it, then it's like you get to unlock some wisdom within that moment. It's like you get to know something that was hidden, that you couldn't see before. And when you get that information, then you can use it as a key to help unlock the next stages of your life. And you just keep growing from there. And to me, that's what growth is all about. It's wherever we are in this moment, we have something to learn. We have something to gain. And if we're in resistance of it, then we're not going to be able to learn that. We're not going to be able to grow from that. We're not going to be able to gain anything from where we are because we're resisting it. We're wishing we weren't there. So I want you to think of a time in your life when you did have the Midas touch. What did that look like? Where everything lined up for you and everything was just so amazing and all these good things were happening to you and it was like you just had the best luck in the world. And when you made a decision to do something, it was like all doors started to open. It wasn't hard for you at all because it was like the moment you said, yes, I want to do this, then whatever resources you needed suddenly, like miraculously just appeared and were available to you. That's the Midas touch. Everything goes right for you. And you know, I can think of a few times that's happened to me, but I can also think of way more times that has not happened to me. So it was interesting that we pulled this card as a lesson today. And I would like to tune in and get an intuitive message from Spirit for you guys to understand what this card is about for us right now. The opportunities are right in front of you now. And if you do not allow yourself to say yes, if you do not allow yourself to move forward now. So, you know, a month ago, you wouldn't have had the resources, the knowledge, or the confidence to do whatever it is you're getting ready to do now, but now opportunities are coming and this is your time to say yes. Out of all the other times that you've ever attempted to do anything in the past, if it didn't work, that's because it wasn't the right time, but the right time is now. And so you have to know that you have been working up or working toward this point for quite some time, and Spirit kind of shows me that some of us have been working toward this point in our lives our whole entire life. And you may not exactly know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't have any huge thing that you feel guided to do, but whatever changes you're making, whatever transformation that is that you're experiencing, whatever you want to do differently, whether it's like move, if you want to move and you're feeling guided to do that, say yes. If you want to change jobs or do the work that you've always wanted to do, say yes. The first step is to believe that it is possible, right? And then that is when all the doors will open for you. So if there was a formula for magic touch, I wonder what that would be like, you know? What formula would the magic touch be in order to actually be in that in our everyday life? What has to happen within us? Well, the magic touch is when you're in the flow of manifesting. It's the law of attraction in action. Because when you're truly in the flow and you've manifested something by believing in it and allowing it to, believing in it first before you see it, and knowing it like you know that it's coming to you, and then all of a sudden it just is there. And it's not like you had to work hard for it. So in order to be, if there was a magical formula for the magic touch, I mean, if there was a specific formula, it would definitely be the law of attraction. It would definitely be faith, positive belief in yourself, asking and knowing exactly what it is that you want, and taking action, right? And so now is the time for you to visualize, for you to bring that into your life, for you to believe that whatever it is you have been wanting and asking for, you are worthy of. A lot of times I see people trying to manifest things that they don't even feel like they deserve. And sometimes people try to manifest things that they don't even really want, to be honest. If you don't really want something, then you might try to manifest it because for the wrong reasons, because it's what other people think you need to do or whatever. And you're trying to convince yourself that this is what you want, but that's because you're disconnected from your true self. When you're manifesting from your truest desires, then that is when the magic happens. That is when it becomes effortless. But when you try to convince yourself that you really want a job that you don't want, deep down, and even if it is a promotion and a $50,000 raise, if you try to convince yourself of that when you really don't want that, then you're not going to be able to manifest. You might be able to manifest it, but it's not going to be the magical experience that you had hoped it would be, right? So we always need to be manifesting from our truest desires. We need to get in touch with our inner self, with the golden Buddha from within, the part of us that always knows, the part of us that is guiding us every day, that's protecting us every day. When we get disconnected from that, then we definitely feel lost and we definitely feel confused. So in order to live in this magical energy that a spirit is showing us that we're in right now, the first step is to believe in yourself, to get in touch with who you really are and what you really want. Stop pretending to be somebody you're not, and stop trying to make yourself want something that you really don't want, okay? So honesty. Honesty is the key. What is it you want? And the second part of it is allowing yourself to take action even though you're scared. So, you know, you're in the magic touch energy right now. That means that everything that you want could possibly happen to you right now if you say yes. And that could be more scary for, I know a lot of people, that could be more scary for you than getting rejected, because oftentimes not moving forward is our comfort zone. Hiding is our comfort zone. Not being seen is our comfort zone. Getting out in the world and being seen is not our comfort zone. But the truth is, we cannot grow, evolve, and expand unless we take a leap of faith in ourselves, in spirit, in the universe. Unless we say yes, we're never going to allow ourselves to move forward. We're never going to grow. So whatever it is that you want, and even if you don't know what you want this week, take time to dig deep. Take time to allow yourself to get to know what it is you truly want and what it is you truly desire. And then take action from there, because you truly are getting ready to experience the week of the magic touch energy. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and you can find me at www.kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-T, as in Tom, but my middle name's Teresa, smith.com. So that's kellytsmith.com. And I look forward to seeing you guys and interacting with all of you on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much.